It all happened back in 1856. Some workmen had squeezed into the Feldhof cave with their shovels and pickaxes. They wanted to clear it so that the limestone inside could be extracted. Nobody was expecting to find anything unusual.
Hey, look! What's that over there?
Huh? Hey?
Over there. They're bones, aren't they?
Oh, wow. Yes. Uh-huh. Few old bones. That's right.
But look at them. Well, this one here is over a foot long.
Hmm. Well, must be from a deer.
Deer? Up here on the rock? Hardly. Hang on. I was just looking out of the entrance. I was looking down to see what happened to the clay I'd thrown out. For a moment, I thought I could see part of a skull down there. What kind of animal could it have been?
Oh, calm down. It was just one of the old bears that the boss told us about.
Oh.
But the bones the two quarry workers chanced upon in August 1856 in the Feldhof cave were actually human remains. Johann Karl Fulrot, a schoolteacher and scientist brought in from nearby Elberfeld, recognized this immediately. And he also noticed that this human skeleton looked exceptionally powerful and primitive. However, as the excavations had continued in the meantime, it was impossible to work out where the bones had been lying. Along with Hermann Schaffhausen, a professor of anatomy at Bonn University, Fulrot presented the find to other scientists. Schaffhausen cautiously described the skeleton as a human species at an early developmental stage. That in itself was enough to spark a violent controversy among German scientists, in magazines and in books, during the course of which the term Neanderthal man was coined.
Did Neanderthal man live in a cave?
That's what lots of people think. But in reality, Neanderthals mostly made their homes in tents and huts. It's impossible to say how the bones got into the Feldhof cave. There's nothing left of the cave nowadays. The man probably didn't crawl into it. It seems more likely he was laid to rest there after his death.